the Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom. Hail to the realm of mirth. Here's to our queen. May she live in clover. Here's to her subject. When we laugh all over. Draw away your troubles. Cast aside your gloom. Just learn to smile. You will find it's all the style. In the Comedy Kingdom.
Of mirth. Long laugh, Queen Elvia.
Oh, all you globetrotters, and a royal welcome to the Comedy Kingdom. Bonjour, Vigates and Buenos Aires. We're traveling during this session of our Court of Mirth, for we're dedicating this audience to geography. Travel, oh, it's a great institution. It means that you can leave home to go to some place you don't want to be, so you can get back home where you've just left to escape someplace else. Oh, it's wonderful. Well, here are my little map charters, the three rhythmettes. Where would you like to be right now, little girl?
Paris en Breton.
Oh, I'm sorry you feel that way about it, but go ahead, sing anyway, girl.
Paris in the spring. Love is in the air. Life's a love affair, and every pair of arms a rendezvous for two. Paris in the spring. Hearts begin to dance, and in every glance you'll find an invitation to romance. Someone you can call your own. You're to blame if you're alone. It's grand, it's you. It's me, it's you. Every beating heart becomes a part of them.
There's a rib hip blocking. There's a big ship docking.
Oh, really?
Yes, and there's a famous world traveler just coming off.
Oh, who is he?
His name is Professor McDonald, and he's just being interviewed by your court reporter, Jip Broder.
Oh, how interesting. Let's listen.
Howdy, Professor. Howdy, howdy, howdy. I was sent down to inquire about your recent trip around the globe.
Trip? What trip? I don't know.
Well, you must... You must have had some time. Why, your face is all shriveled up.
Show that. Well, you see, it was so hot in Hawaii, my shaving cream turned sour.
Tell me, how was China?
I didn't like China.
Didn't like China?
No, you see, I played an amateur night there.
Yes?
I got the tong. Yeah, yeah.
tell me, how was Bali Bali?
Oh, wonderful. You know, they have a man there who can eat 40 pounds of sausages in 10 minutes.
My, you'd certainly call that a record, wouldn't you, Professor?
No, a lot of baloney.
Tell me, Professor.
Uh-huh.
How was Greece?
Greece? Oh, Greece, mighty wonderful country. You know, they have beautiful statuary, exquisite vases, lovely urns. Oh, it's nice.
What's the Grecian urn, Professor?
About $2 a day, brother. About $2 a day.
Well, here my time is almost up.
Yeah?
And you haven't told me anything about England.
Well, the day I arrived in London, you know, and the American bridge team had just defeated the English bridge team.
And what would you call that, Professor?
Why, a case of London bridges falling down. None of that stuff.
You know, I think London is about the foggiest place in all the world.
Oh, no, Brody. I've been to a foggier place.
Where was that?
I don't know. It was so foggy, I couldn't tell. It was
Well, now that you're back, Professor, what is the first thing you're going to do?
Oh, I'm going to the annual coin collectors club. You know, I collect coins.
Well, that is very, very funny. As a matter of fact, I collect coins, too.
Good. Then you can come with me, Broder.
What for, Professor?
Why, we can talk over old times.
Thank you, Jim Broder, and thank you, Professor. By the way, I just heard that Professor McDonald is the man who sent his wife a blank postcard because they weren't speaking. Well, here's another traveler of note. That melodic gad about my court troubadour, Tony Romano. Tony, I'd like you to give all our visitors from faraway places some good advice for their return voyage.
Steer by that north star, look out for the moon. You better look out, sailor, beware of your heart. One night of moonlight can start a typhoon. You better look out, sailor, beware of your heart. Control that emotion, whatever you do. Some Bonnie lies over the ocean, and she lies in wait for you. Love can't be found with the compass or chart, so be smart, sailor, beware, be careful, and watch your heart. See the world across the blue Pacific where the gals are so terrific if you like some Oriental. See the world across the blue Atlantic where the gals are so terrific if you like some Continental. Go east, young man, go west, young man, but don't you go sentimental. Steer by that north star, look out for the moon. Oh, you better look out, sailor, beware, oh, aware of your heart. You know that one night of moonlight can start a typhoon. You better look out, sailor, beware of your heart. Control that emotion, whatever you do. Some Bonnie lies over the ocean, and she lies in wait for you. Love can be found with the compass and chart, so be smart, sailor, be careful, and watch your heart.
And now, as you are no doubt aware, dear loyal subjects, or are you? The Comedy Kingdom has financed the expedition of those two intrepid round-the-world non-flop tourists, Ebenezer Tollgate and his wife Malaria. By special short wave, we're going to pick them up. They're cruising up the mighty Amazon River in Brazil. Let's listen. Well, Ebenezer, who'd ever thought that today would find us way up the Amazon?
Funny, ain't it? Amazon of a gun.
What made you take a silly trip like this, anyway?
I'll tell you, Malaria. I came to study the flora and fauna.
Oh, what's the matter? Ain't the American gals good enough for you?
Oh, no, Malaria. I tell you, I come up this darn river to study botany.
Botany, eh? Uh-huh. Well, have you botany books?
Oh, yeah, I bought a few. Malaria, what was you figuring on studying?
Well, I just come along so as to keep you out of trouble, mostly.
Oh, yes. There's a great big pawpaw tree.
I suppose that little one alongside is the maw-maw.
No, it ain't. That's a yam-yam.
Oh, yam-yam. Well, just above it is a banana, and I wish you'd paddle this canoe a little faster. I'm hungry.
Well, we can't land here anyhow. There's an orang outang right under that tree.
Oh, so there is. Mm-hmm. Ain't he cute? He looks just like Mabel Todd. Mm. Now, put that tiny little deer beside him there.
Well, that's a dick. He's shaking his tail at some tsetse flies.
I wish you'd quit stuttering. Yeah. Oh, look, Ebenezer. Yeah? There comes an animal.
Malaria, sit real quiet. Now, there are lots of animals in that tree. They're monkeys.
You don't say.
Yeah?
What kind of monkeys are they?
Well, let me see. Let me take a good look here. Oh, a marmoset.
Oh, I see. Marmoset here and pauperset there.
Yeah. Malaria, crouch down there. Here comes a whole herd of animals.
Oh, my. There's just hundreds of them.
Yeah. Oh, sure, more than that.
Well, what kind of animals are they?
Well, let me see. Let me take another look here now. I've got my spyglass. Oh, there's an oryx, an ibex, and a larynx, and a thorax, ramekins, and a kilowatt.
Oh, are there any gnus?
No, not gnus, malaria, not gnus. News, like in a crossword puzzle.
Well, are there any news?
No, I don't see any.
Well, that's good.
Why?
No news is good news.
Oh, yes, I understand. Look up, malaria. Take your hand out of the water. Take it out.
What's the matter? An alligator.
Yeah, quick. Hand me that oar.
Here you are. Quick, give him a sock.
Yeah.
Give him a pair of socks.
Yeah, I'll get the old gator.
Socks and gators.
Yeah.
Shoes.
Yeah, a pair of shoes.
Now, Ebenezer, give him the feet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's got him. He's a dead gator.
Ebenezer, my hero. Happy to have had you with us on our little tour through the Comedy Kingdom once more. And we hope you'll make a return trip soon. And remember, many a man who says he's traveling for his health isn't suffering from a weak chest, but a strong wife.